been discussing here. The streaming wars, always hot, continuing to stay hot in terms of the battle around what will draw in all of the eyeballs out there. And as history has proven, the Kardashians may have a unique power in that realm. And for more on that in this week's Fame and Fortune, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's Alexandra Knauw, who has the details around the new Hulu series there. Allie?
Yeah, Zach, it's once again time to keep up with the Kardashians after the flagship E! Series ended earlier this year. Following 20 seasons, we're back, baby. Filming for the new Hulu show, which does not have a name as of yet, began in September. If we go by an Instagram story from Kim K, which showed a mic pack that she captioned day one. Now it's expected to release in early 2022. Although we don't have an exact date as of yet, but we are getting new details when it comes to the production company the Kardashians will be working with this time around. A new series often means new partners. And according to Variety, the family teamed up with Full Well 73 to produce the show. Kris Jenner, Kourtney Kardashian, Kim K, Khloe Kardashian, they will all serve as executive producers, along with Ryan Seacrest, who discovered the family in the early 2000s. Now, a little more information about Full Well 73. You're seeing on your screen now. It's a London and LA-based company. It's behind James Corden's late night show, Carpool Karaoke. James Corden is a partner for this company, although he will not be producing the Kardashian revival. Other notable projects include that Friends reunion special on HBO Max, Cinderella on Amazon Prime, starring Camila Cabello, in addition to Adele's upcoming CBS concert special, Adele One Night Only. And we did get the news this week that they will also be producing the 2022 Grammys for the second year in a row. I thought last year's Grammys were very well done. So judging from all this experience, this production company seems to be a good choice for the Kardashian Jenner family as they move forward with this new Hulu series. Obviously, this family, they're always in the headlines. Kim K recently did an SNL bit, which received a lot of praise. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens in 2022 when the series premieres.
In terms of the show itself, I mean, is it more the same, or are things going to look a little different because it's on a different platform?
We haven't gotten much details, but I think in terms of the concept, it will be pretty similar. There have been rumors that the Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker engagement was filmed for the show, but I've also been hearing that it's going to focus more on the business aspects that these girls run, their entrepreneurship journey. Obviously, we have Kim Kardashian with Skims. Skims was recently the official partner for the Olympics this past summer for all of the American female athletes. We also have Kylie Jenner's Kylie Cosmetics, which has recently expanded to skincare, baby products, Khloe Kardashian with Good American, that jean company, and then Kourtney Kardashian's lifestyle brand, Poosh. So these ladies, they're constantly on the move. They're constantly wheeling and dealing. They have multi-million dollar businesses. Some of these businesses have been valued at $1 billion. But I do think, I'm curious to see how it will change being on Hulu versus cable television. I think the turnaround time will be a lot quicker in streaming versus cable. I also think we could have fewer episodes than we might be used to. So maybe they'll pack more in, because I felt like on the cable side, there was a lot of filler episodes, and keeping up in up with the Kardashians was on the air. So we'll have to see. But early 2022, they've teased some time in January, February, but an official date has not yet been announced.
Well, Disney could use all the help they can get with subscriber numbers slowing down. A boost at Hulu would definitely be a boost. Stock off by about 5% on the year. But Allie Knauw, bringing us the latest in Fame and Fortune. Appreciate that.